Move to approve the minutes of June 12th.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. We'll be going into executive session for collective bargaining at 10 a.m.
So we'll probably adjourn before that.
Yeah. Commissioners have anything?
I have nothing.
Want to go into communications, please?
Okay, the first request is from Children's Services to hire Chanel M. Terrell as Social Services Worker 3 in Children's Services at a rate of $16.83 per hour effective June 16th. This position of Social Service Worker 3 has a requisite of prior experience in social services. This individual has experience in Florida and New York, was interviewed by the staff and Director Mike Fox, and comes recommended by Mike. Next, moving on to miscellaneous, we have a request to award a contract for HVAC renovations under the at the Butler County Agricultural Building for the 800 megahertz radio system at a cost of $29,730. Next, we have a request to award a contract for fire suppression system at the Butler County Ag Building in the amount of $58,582. This is a dry suppression system in lieu of the typical conventional wet systems because of all the radio equipment that is in the basement of that facility.
I got a quick question on that. Commissioner Furman asked us when we were talking about looking into moving EMA out there.
Yes, sir.
If we were going to remodel that building and move them out there, wouldn't this need to be changed?
This particular fire suppression mostly deals with the basement area. However, wherever we would put the computer in the Knox Center, it would probably be advisable to use the same type of system in there. I think that it can probably be easily extended to go over that direction. Typically, the dry systems are pretty much standalone systems because they're designed for isolated areas that require this type of system. So I think we could construct one in the emergency or EOC center where all the computer equipment would be.
Well, like the HVAC and all that stuff, that's all going to have to be integrated into the new system. I mean, could we look at, is this critical that goes right now? Could we catch the two up, is what I'm trying to ask.
This is mostly to support the need and for the emergency radio equipment only. I think that if we decide to put the emergency operating people in there, the cost that you're going to incur here is not going to be sunk cost or lost cost. It will still be okay, but if we're going to put the other people in there, I think we will have to do some HVAC modifications there. It's my understanding that ductwork, is a smaller type of ductwork, and we would have to increase the size of that for the increased people occupancy in the building.
Is that building sprinklered now?
You know, I don't know for sure, Don.
I think. Here's the reality of it. If we put them both together, the price is way down. If we don't separate.
It's also looking now at, and I think it's a good idea, that the E-Check building on Millville Avenue, I don't know what's involved there, but it's
okay.
It's got a lot of good attributes. If we could get with Corky or Webster or some of those guys, see what we get some kind of a good purchase price on that.
That's an awfully big building, but it would be,
Well, you got a lot of equipment as well. I don't know what all he's got going, but it's got the high ceilings and everything that required.
So. Well, if that's not going to happen out there, then we might as well go ahead.
Hey, Don, there is a wet system in there currently. Okay. I said I didn't know for sure, but now that I think about it, there is a wet system in there right now.
Okay, because if we were going to put them together, then this would.
Well, that makes sense. I'm not sure that we're not, but that's something.
Can we prove this and maybe hold it for a couple weeks till we figure out where it's going to land?
Okay.
Okay.
Next, we have a request from the County Mental Health Board to accept the resignation of John Griffin. Next, again, from the Mental Health Board, we have a request to accept the resignation of Laura Cauliflower. And that takes care of current communications.
I move to approve with the exception of the two contracts for agriculture building.
You want to approve them and just hold them?
Was that?
You want to do that?
That's fine with me, too.
Yeah, cool. Then, all right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Then I'll amend my motion to say move to approve communications.
Second.
Commissioner Dalavet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. If there's nothing else, move to adjourn.
Okay, good.
Move to executive session.
Yeah. Well, we just recess then.
Yeah.
Move to recess?
Yeah. I guess I don't need a vote for that.
Second.
Second.
Commissioner Dalavet? Commissioner Dixon? Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Trent, they're not real happy with that.
I just feel like Trent is taking it.